Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Time for another conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Copen. This is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Dr. Copen is the chief medical officer at Northwestern's Lake Forest Medical Facility. Hey, Doc, welcome back to the station. How are you today?
I'm great, John. How are you? Did you vote?
Yes, I did. I did this morning. And it's one of the things that you do that always makes you feel good. I know a lot of people are anxious on a day like today and tomorrow and, you know, what the future holds for us all. But I always appreciate the efforts of the election judges. It's always good to see young people voting. It's always good to see who's in your community because it's your local precinct that's voting. I enjoyed it, I must say.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel the same way. I'm always so thankful to the election judges and all the volunteers who are there. I mean, when you think about all the civic things we can do, that's just one of the nicest of all, don't you think?
Oh, maybe the most important. I mean, you know, listen, volunteer at a hospital or a senior center or pick up garbage along the highway. These are all helpful things, but we are nothing if we are not our government and our democracy. And so if you helped forward that process, how about a round of applause to all the people that do that? You know, we had a lot of big warm fuzzies for all of you in the medical community starting 2.5 years ago, if we didn't already, when you folks put yourself in harm's way or unknown's way in fighting the pandemic. I hope you felt some of that over the last couple of years yourself.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. Early on in the pandemic, you know, people were saying healthcare workers were heroes, and they were right. In the beginning, we didn't know what was going to happen. You know, we knew what happened in Italy. There were 1,000 healthcare workers that died from the virus.
Really?
You know, so, you know, we didn't know.
Really?
One thing I would ask, though, is everybody continue to be at least nice to the nurse who takes care of you, the doctor.
It.
You know, we've had, you know, there's been a lot of folks that, you know, are just sick and tired of all of this stuff. And they have a tendency to take it out on, you know, like the nice nurse at the emergency department or the urgent care. And, you know, we really can't have that. We need to be civil to one another. We need to be nice. And I think Election Day is a good day to think about that, John, right? The way that we conduct ourselves, that even if we disagree with someone or we're angry about something, we really don't need to take it out on another human being. Well, let's just continue to be nice, like hopefully we were taught to be when we were in kindergarten.
I was about to say, especially since there's no end in sight. But let me, before I say that, ask you this. This season, you don't think it's going to be as bad as the run of the pandemic has been? I know COVID's not gone and RSV's on the rise, but you don't see this winter as being as difficult for our medical system as the past 2 years have been, do you?
Yeah, I agree with that statement. But one thing, John, I would always caution everyone when we talk about this virus, which has surprised us so many times. It's still there. It's not going away. And we don't know what it's going to do. Now, here in Illinois, we're still dealing with this BA5. We've been talking about that variant. But the rest of the country now is seeing other variants. We're now onto the letter Q. There is a BQ.1, a BQ.1.1 that has been seen a lot, particularly on the coasts, the New York area, New England. We don't have that much of it here. Thankfully, although it is infecting people, people don't seem to be getting as sick as they were with Omicron. So let's hope that continues. So I do agree with what you said, but we still need to be vigilant, which leads me to my weekly advertisement. Folks, if you haven't gotten vaccinated with the bivalent, think about it this way. You vote today and get the vaccine today. Both of them will be fulfilling your civic obligations to yourself and to one another.
I'm reading from UPI.com here, doctor, and it says that RSV can make adults severely ill. Symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, runny nose, nasal congestions, fever. The virus can start out like a cold or respiratory illness and then move to the chest. Are you seeing an uptick in adults with RSV?
Yeah, we are. We are. Viral illness is very common right now, and it's going to continue that way as we get into the winter. So we're seeing flu, more and more of the seasonal flu. So if you haven't gotten your flu shot, this is the time to do it. We're seeing other kinds of respiratory viruses. There's what's called rhinovirus and enterovirus that usually cause what we all think of as being the common cold, but still can make us feel kind of yucky. And then there's this RSV, which is mostly thought about being in kids, but older adults, particularly those with other medical problems, the diabetics, people with heart problems. If these folks get RSV as adults, they can get ill with it. It can be a really nasty viral infection.
I wonder if people are like this. Brenda asked me the other day if I had was up to date on my booster and my flu shot. And I paused because I thought, did I get the flu shot? Because we've all been getting so many shots and updates and whatever, and I could see where a person would lose track of it. Is there any danger in getting a flu shot or a booster shot twice?
No. Probably won't do much for you, but there is not a danger if it were to happen to you twice. Now, if you get either of those shots, there's actually a database that the state of Illinois keeps. And if you just ask your local pharmacist or your physician, mm-hmm. we can look that up and let you know if you were vaccinated or not. So if you forgot because you've gotten so many injections over the last couple of years, just ask and we can let you know.
Or maybe you're working with a senior citizen. Maybe your folks don't remember if they got it. And so it's nice to know that that is available. I've got other questions for you about long COVID, and maybe you've got a question for Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, too. You can text or call in right now, 312-981-7200. Dr. Copeland, is there anything else we want to make sure you relay to our listeners before I ask another question or two?
Yeah, John, I really want everybody to think about the holidays coming up, right? We're just a couple weeks from Thanksgiving, and then we're going to have Christmas and New Year's and all the other winter holidays and get-togethers. And people should now be thinking to themselves, am I as well prepared as I can be from a health perspective mm-hmm. for these events that we do not want to miss? We already lived through that before. So this is speaking to vaccinations. Do we have somebody in our family or our close friend group who has a chronic illness, maybe immunosuppressed, where there should be a conversation now about what people should be doing to prepare to get together with that person? So let's not wait till the last moment. This is a really good time as we are beginning our preparations for the holiday season to include a proper preparation for the COVID situation in our own closest group.
Yeah, that's well put. Nancy had a question for you, Doctor. Nancy, you're on WGN with Dr. Copeland from Northwestern.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm scheduled in about 3 weeks for breast surgery for a recent diagnosis of DCIS, and I have not had the fifth vaccine. Should I get it before or should I wait until after?
How long ago was your fourth shot, Nancy?
Oh, it's been a few months. Yes, plenty of time.
I would go ahead now. Go ahead and do it now. It would be a good idea. Although, you know, hopefully the surgery that you have will be very straightforward and simple, and I'm certainly hoping for a great outcome for you, like a cure. That would be great, and you don't have to worry about this anymore. You should be prepared for the surgery, including getting the bivalent booster shot right now. So go ahead and do it. It takes about 2 weeks to get the full effect of that vaccination. So I would get it now so you're ready to go for the surgery.
Okay. I was most afraid about any inflammation for lymph nodes before because Dr. Most had said not to any time before a mammogram. So I was concerned about that.
Yeah, yeah. So this is on one side, though, correct?
Yes, it is.
The surgery?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Get the injection on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, interesting advice. And Nancy, I'm glad we were able to help. I hope that does. Thank you for the call. 630. Hey, Dr. I was going to say Dr. Most. This is for Dr. Copen. I got triple boosted and still got COVID. What's up with that?
It's depressing, right?
But I mean,
what more do you want from me? I did what you told me to do. And remember, it was Dr. Most who gave that advice. Not me. Not
but that'll happen. That's the luck of the draw, right?
Yeah. So remember, where we are right now with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus that causes COVID, we're no longer getting the vaccine to prevent infection. That happened back when we got the first injections, the first vaccines back in early 2021. But the virus mutated, and we no longer prevent infection. We prevent severe illness. So people are still going to get infected, but it's going to be a far more mild infection than what it would be if someone was not vaccinated. And that's a critically important point. I don't want anyone to believe that because they got infected with the virus, that means the vaccine
did not work.
That's not true.
What an interesting point. Are you telling me the recipe changed or that I'm getting a different shot now than I did in 2020?
Yeah, it's a different vaccine now. The only vaccines that we're giving now are the mRNA vaccine. And the mRNA vaccine we're giving now is what we call bivalent, John. It's directed against the original virus, what we got vaccinated against back in early 2021, plus B4B5, which are the two most common variants of the Omicron virus that we just dealt with, the Omicron variant that we just dealt with. So that it is different. It's interesting. And again, you know, thank you for bringing this up, John, because it's really an important point. The manufacturers of the virus, of the vaccine, are able to use their engineering platform to change the recipe of the vaccine, depending what the virus is doing. This is incredibly important. It's historic that Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, the two entities that are doing this, are able to do it. And we've never been able to create vaccines this quickly. And it's something that's going to benefit humanity now for the rest of history. And we're just going to get better and better at it. So we all should feel real good about this.
Dr. Jeffrey Copens, the Chief Medical Officer at Lake Forest Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Nice to talk to you as always, Doctor. Well done, sir.
Yeah, John, always a pleasure. Everybody take good care and get your vaccination, please.
That was his first words, and those are his last.